ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
He was a man of many talents, and today friends are remembering Australian musician Ignatius Jones, who died at the age of 67. The singer shot to attention as the frontman for shock rock band Jimmy and the Boys in the 70s with songs like this.
God, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Iggy's singing I'm Not Like Everybody Else. He would go on to spearhead some of the country's biggest parties, directing the New Year's Eve celebrations in Sydney and the opening of the 2000 Olympic Games. Longtime ABC broadcaster, comedian, author, many hats, Wendy Harmer, was a close friend of Ignatius Jones, and she joins us this morning. Wendy, lovely to speak to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Patricia. Very, very sad to hear of the passing of Ignatius, and so young too, at 67.
Yeah, absolutely. Ignatius wasn't like everyone else, was he?
He certainly was not. I mean, an extraordinary life. He attended St. Ignatius College, Riverview, and he tied for ducks of his year with Tony Abbott, would you believe?
Oh, but what a story.
He excelled in ancient Greek and Latin. He also took up ballet and then went on, as you say, to Jimmy and the Boys. And by the time I met him, he had transformed himself from this outrageous front man, often in leather and studs and what have you, and he was out the front of Jimmy and the Boys with his, with his sister Monica, and he was wearing white tuxedos and spats with a kerchief, and so he was a real chameleon.
How are you remembering him? He's obviously been an important part of your life.
Well, honestly, whenever you're around Ignatius, things often went pear-shaped. I came to Sydney from Melbourne in the 1990s, and I was performing at Kinsella's at the time. And at that time, people will remember that Oxford Street was just, you know, a hub of bars and drag shows and clubs. And Ignatius took me under his wing and introduced me to all this scene, this underground scene, all these nefarious places. He took it upon himself to educate me, I guess, and boy, was that an eye-opener.
Okay, so and, Ignatius helped make you cool, Wendy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was quite cool back then.
Oh, I love
that. Believe it or not.
Oh, I believe you're always cool. But he helped make you a bit more Sydney cool.
You should tell my kids that. They don't believe me. But I remember actually some years later, we went on a trip to Spain. I took a couple of jazz piano players with me, and we went down to Madrid, and Ignatius took me to a bullfight. And that is where he dubbed me Paloma, the white dove. And so he took me to this bullfight and explained it all in gruesome detail. And then we decided to go, and the four of us in the car, to stay the night somewhere. Well, we couldn't find any accommodation in pretty much the whole of Spain, because it was a big long weekend in Spain. So we had to drive and drive and drive, and we ended up staying in Portugal. And we had to smuggle Ignatius over the boot because he'd forgotten his passport. And then we smuggled him out again. And we went up to Galicia in the north of Spain, where Ignatius promised we'd see, lace makers in shawls, and we'd see fishing boats. Well, Patricia, it was a sardine cannery.
Really? That's incredible.
And so I based a whole show around it, a show called Please Send More Money. And I was in contact with Ignatius just recently, just last year, when he was then living in the Philippines with his husband. And by this time, Ignatius, I mean, I'm just looking at an email from him here. He said he had a titanium left hip and the titanium screws holding his ankle together, and he'd done his back as well. So all those years of hard living and performance, you know, had taken their toll in later times.
He's credited with a type of music referred to as shock rock. What was that like?
Well, I didn't ever get to see Jimmy and the Boys, but, you know, this was in the mid-70s, and he was gigging around with the Angels and Angry Anderson and playing all the clubs in Sydney, the Castle Hill Hotel, the, you know, Selena's, all those clubs, and he was right out the front, and he would he was a bit of a contortionist, you know. That's how he ended up with walking with a cane, I think, in later years. But it was really, I suppose, the antidote, if you like, to a lot of soft rock at the time. And he was the most outrageous of them all, the most outrageous front man of them all. But his transformation into being an extraordinary showman is quite remarkable. Now, I know folk listening will remember the night of the Sydney 2000 Olympics, and those horses thundered out into the arena. Well, that was co-directed with David Atkins, and then he went on to direct the opening ceremony of the Shanghai 2010 World Expo, the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympic Games. He staged these huge arena performances all around the world, actually. And, in Saudi Arabia, East Timor, you name it. He also co-directed the stage musical The Man from Snowy River. So, Sydneysiders, of course, would know him very well as the creative director of Vivid Sydney, in charge of the fireworks and the Harbour Bridge. He did that for about 6 years. He did the opening ceremony. Well, he did the New Year's Eve fireworks, rather. And he just loved to stage a spectacle.
Absolutely. The most
extraordinary person.
Over-the-top, incredible spectacles. Now, he sang at your wedding. What will you remember? What do you remember still about that day?
Well, I do remember that I was wearing a very gorgeous Philip Tracy straw hat, and by the end of the night, it was on Ignatius's head as a crumpled mass of, you know, straw sticking out in all directions, because he, you know, laid waste that night, you know, with his big, I was an all-star band at the time, I think, with he and Monica out the front. And so everyone doing the conga and, you know, whatever. It started out as a fairly sort of nice, well-behaved party, and it just ended up being a wild old night. But that was Ignatius, as I say. Wherever he was, there was a party.
I'm so glad that we've got to speak to you. It's been a real pleasure, Wendy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Broadcaster, comedian, author Wendy Harmer was a close friend of Ignatius Jones, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.